ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into 2024, Monday, January 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. My voice is a little bit still sore from Saturday night when I yelled at the TV, like many of you, when we watched the yellow flags come out against the Lions' victory, which they outright won that game in Dallas, Texas on Saturday night. Without a doubt, I have played football and have been the receiver of that pass. I know exactly what happened. I know exactly the fact that the ref was paid off. Brad Allen hates the Detroit Lions. Every single game him and his crew has officiated against the Detroit Lions historically has been 2-1 on penalties against the Lions versus whatever opponent they were playing. Did research on it, saw a couple other sources confirm it. Brad Allen flat out hates the Detroit Lions. He's an arrogant attorney. And he absolutely was told that the receiver, Decker, number 68, was in fact eligible. And he claims that Skipper, number 70, the big tall lineman that came running in from the sidelines that never got within 5 yards of Allen, he claims that he reported as eligible. Total ball face BS lie. There was a couple of things that was happening. Number one, they were in Dallas. Dallas was going for the 15th straight victory at home, which was a record. Earlier at halftime, former coach Jimmy Johnson was inducted into their ring of honor. It's a ring that separates the stadium between the lower level and the upper level. It has room for people's names, years, numbers, whatever, to be put on, and they call it their ring of honor for Dallas Cowboys. All of the former Cowboys were there, if they're still living of any major importance, they were there. it also gave Dallas the potential with the Philadelphia Eagles losing at home, believe it or not, by the Cardinals, to stay in the playoff hunt and to get a good seed in the playoffs. This was a stolen victory from the Lions. And I'm taking on some news sports writers on X, on former platform known as Twitter. And they are trying to point fingers at all kinds of other things. And I have flat out answered every one of them and asked them to come on the show today to talk about it. None of them will take me up on it. Why? Because they've never played the game. They've never participated in that play. I have. We're going to talk about it. Short break. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. If you've texted me Happy New Year and I haven't responded yet, Happy New Year back at you. I got inundated with a ton of text messages. Happy New Year's, family, radio listeners. It was fantastic New Year's Eve. We watched most of the TV shows last night, back and forth from New York, Ryan Seacrest to Nashville, Tennessee, ended up staying with the country music folks and Lynyrd Skynyrd down in Nashville. They had a bunch of bars playing different country music artists, and Lynyrd Skynyrd wrote out New Year's for us. was able to kiss Miss Vicky first, then Mr. Snoop, and went to bed. And had a good evening, stayed at home, did not go out. We don't go out and party that much ever on New Year's Eve. We always stay home, and just the two of us, and then talk to the kids, the grandkids. It was great. We really had a good New Year's. I hope you did as well. But I want to specifically talk about the game from a different perspective. Not from a fan watching the game, but somebody who's actually caught that pass that Decker caught in the end zone for the Lions' victory. That was stolen from them because of the ref. I put a post out on Twitter immediately. How much money did Brad Allen get paid? What was his incentive, motivation, to make sure that Dallas won the game when, in fact, the Lions did enough to win? You see, the way the game of football is played, folks, you do enough to win. The focus is to win the game. Don't care if you win by 1 point, 2 points, 100 points, 50 points. It doesn't matter. The ultimate mission is to win the game, period. And the Lions did that. Now, why do I say this? And I'm not going to mince any words with the NFL. I believe the NFL has been rigged for years. Was it the bookies in Vegas? All the online sports betting giants? I don't know what the spread was because I don't bet. I don't even follow the lines, the over and under, the parlays. I don't get into any of that. But you have to understand two things. Number one, the Dallas Cowboys were at home. It was a big PR night for Jimmy Johnson at halftime being inducted into the Ring of Honor. Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, all of the major players of the 1990s Super Bowl teams were there. Previous, Roger Staubach. I mean, everybody was there. They made a big to do about Jimmy Johnson. How about them Cowboys? That's his famous line. They had a 14-game winning streak at home. And in that winning streak, the Dallas Cowboys averaged 40 points per game. I had one of the news writers from the Detroit News or Free Press arguing with me back and forth on Twitter. Well, you have to understand, C.D. Lamb destroyed the Lions' defense. 13 catches, 227 yards. Folks, that's almost 18 yards per catch. Many of them on third down. Well, they didn't double team. Well, if you double team him, somebody else is left unattended. A tight end, another receiver, a halfback out of the backfield. The Detroit Lions defense did exactly their job. They cut the Dallas Cowboys point production in half. They'd averaged 40 points. Think about this, 40 points a game, and they scored 20. I don't care if CeeDee Lamb caught 20 passes for 300 yards. They held them to half. That's number one. Number two, Dallas Cowboys rushing was anemic. It almost was non-existent. They had averaged, I think it was 131 yards rushing in the last four games at home. They were held to less than 80. Here's the point. The Lions did the job. Now, when you drive down the field with no timeouts, a minute and 45 seconds on the clock, That's impressive, number one. Number two, they had their opponent on the ropes as they were driving down the field. The Dallas Cowboys were playing a prevent defense. Prevent means prevent anybody from getting behind you. Keep it all in front of you. So they dropped back 5-6 basic safeties. Corners, linebackers were dropped back. They chipped away at it 10, 12 yards at a time. If they couldn't make it out of bounds to stop the clock, they got a first down. Jared Goff, the quarterback for the Lions, rushed up. Everybody lined up. He spiked the ball, killed the clock. I think he killed it 3, possibly 4 times. It was a precision 2-minute drill to perfection. They scored a touchdown with 23 seconds left on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. You got one shot to win the game right then in regulation without going to overtime. Dan Campbell, the coach of the Lions, had a pregame meeting with the referees. Blind judges, all of them were in a meeting, and he told them specifically before the game, if it comes down to the end of the game and we're able to score a touchdown to get close, I am not kicking a field or an extra point field goal to tie the game. I'm going for the victory. It's going to be a 2-point play, left tackle slide out. That's exactly what it's called. Left tackle slide out or right tackle slide out. I've done them on both sides of the line. Leon DeFever, another big lineman, tight end, linebacker on my football team in high school, him and I ran those plays all the time. Actually, I was bigger than Leon. I was the main offensive, either tackle or guard, whatever the coach needed for the game. Leon was a little thinner than me, a little smaller, and was our tight end, outside linebacker. I was the other outside linebacker or defensive end. The play is very simple. It's very simple. The quarterback snaps the ball, drops back the pass. You glance to the right as the quarterback. Jared Goff did that. Why do you do that? Because you get all of the defensive team shifting to their left. The quarterback's right. You've got wide receivers stacked up over there. I always call them the three amigos. Usually three receivers, tight end, maybe even your halfback. Sometimes the halfback stays back in the block. Other times he slides out and becomes a receiver on the right side as well. The entire defense shifts to the quarterback's right. The defense is left. The tackle on the left end, this time, number 68, Decker, acts like he's blocking. You block and slide. You block your player and kind of push him to the left where the quarterback is looking to his right, and then you slide out into the end zone. You do a slant. You just slant out toward the corner. You turn around, and you're standing there basically by yourself because the defense has bought the quarterback's eyes. As everybody's over there, you're standing in the end zone all by yourself. The biggest problem, dropping the ball. The quarterback lobs a nice, high, soft-touch floater. That's what it's called, the floater. And you stand there and pray to God you catch it and you get the two-point conversion, and you win the game. And that's exactly what the Detroit Lions did. Further proof of what the Lions are saying, Dan Campbell, Jared Goff, the quarterback, even Decker himself after the game, they were in the huddle. The quarterback for the Detroit Lions, Jared Goff, grabbed a hold of Decker and gently pushed him toward the referee, Brad Allen. He left the huddle. Him and the other large tackle, Sewell, I believe 58, on the right side, it's a tactic. You've got two big offensive linemen approaching the referee. That way the defense isn't really sure which guy reported. So they have to listen to the referee, who has to report to the defensive captain who announced as being reporting, eligible receiver. Skipper, number 70, was coming in off the bench. You guys saw it. He was running toward the referee. He didn't get within 5 yards of Allen. Now, Allen claims that Skipper had reported a couple of times during the game as eligible. And that he, Skipper, number 70, reported as being eligible. He didn't even get within 5 yards of Allen. I don't care if he was waving his hand. That is all a tactic. That's theatrics. That's theater for the defense. The defensive captain is watching all this. Then the referee comes up to him and whispers to him. I don't understand that. How many times have you guys over the years heard the referee over the PA system announced eligible receiver and they report the number? I didn't hear Allen do that on the stadium's microphone. He whispered to the captain of the Dallas Cowboys defense. The play unfolded. The Lions had practiced this play, I would be willing to say 20, 30, maybe 40 times this week, preparing for this game. They absolutely executed it to perfection. Snapped the ball, quarterback looks right, focuses right, stacked all of your receivers, your back, everybody leaning toward the right. The line shifts and blocks everybody to the right, to the defense's left. You've got everybody over there. Decker, number 68, makes contact with his block assignment and slides to the corner. Jared Goff threw a perfect floater, and he caught it. The Detroit Lions won the game. 23 seconds left, couple of timeouts. They had a field goal kicker that could kick from 60 yards. Lions were going to lose anyway. We'll never know. Great game. Good job, Lions. You should have one more victory. Brad Allen needs to go as an official in the NFL. Bottom of the hour, news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.